Hello. Sure thing. Let me give me just a minute and I'll send it right to you. All right, bye. Hi, how are you tonight?
Hi, how are you?
Good.
Let me change my name here.
Oh, okay.
Keep coming up as my work name. What's my name? Hey, I got the mask. That was very cute. Thank you. I got that thing and I was like, what is this thing coming in from the legislature? So I officiated a wedding over the weekend and I wore it. So
Really? How fun.
looked official.
Are you a lay minister or do you?
Lay minister. Yeah, I actually got ordained through the Universal Life Church out in Seattle. But I've done about this is I think my 11th wedding now that I've done. So
My son had a good friend who did their wedding too. It's so really meaningful when you know the people.
it's so meaningful. I love talking with the couple and finding out what their story is and helping them create the ceremony and that type of thing. So yeah, it was sweet. And it was around Halloween, so it was all in costume. So I got to wear a big costume, so it was fun.
It sounds like great fun.
Yeah, it was really good.
When James Sutile was the mayor of Kingston, he was at a wedding of my cousin's daughter in Highland, and the minister got the time mixed up. So everybody was ready to start. Everybody was there. It was outside. We were under a tent, but it was raining. And he goes, "Well, I can do it, but we're going to have to run to Kingston so I can do it again afterwards." So just as he was finishing up his ceremony, the priest showed up and did it all over again. So they were all official.
I contacted the city of Kingston and found out that I didn't need any extra credentials or anything. In New York City, I had to register with the city to be a legal officiant for weddings, but in Kingston, they don't make
Well, that sounds like it would be fun.
that. Yeah, it's nice.
Okay, I see Man is on one way, but she's not on with her video yet. So, and we'll give her just a. So, Mary, you're okay?
Yes. I don't know why it's all frozen on my screen. Can you see
Oh,
me?
yes.
Okay.
Mary, you still at the orphan?
Not the orphanage.
Did you get hacked, Mary?
I did.
That's so annoying. Urgh.
The only people that were contacted, though, were legislators.
Interesting, huh?
Is weird.
But none of your personal stuff or any of that kind of jazz?
I don't think so. I went and reset. I called AT&T and reset everything. So
Yeah, it's just
weird.
apparently had a problem. Tom Cajun had a big problem with an email for another subcommittee meeting on criminal justice that Lori had sent out. And many people got a secondary email from our human rights director, you know, with a calendar link. And if you clicked on the calendar link, it downloaded something that like sucked up all your information. So, and you couldn't turn off your computer. So poor Tom sat there watching his social security number and his bank account numbers all going into being sucked away. So it was really bad. I think we sent you all an email not to open that one. I can see Manna Jo is there muted, but I don't.
I'm going to try to sign out and come back in because it's all frozen. I can't see anything. Oh.
Okay, we can see you.
And it's not.
I'll let you back in.
Okay.
We were worried there was a lot of power outages and internet outages various places today.
Yeah, I think Ellenville lost a lot of power. There are a lot of places in Ellenville that lost
power. Yeah, it looked like from Cragsmore right down into Ellenville.
Right.
There was a huge section in Lloyd that had 1,300 people out. The Cragsmore section listed over 1,700 people without power. At least it wasn't on election day. I don't know if those machines have a battery backup or not. Yeah. I love your background, Laura. You always have great backgrounds.
That's so I don't have to worry about what's going on in the room behind me. But I figured I might as well take off the early voting because it's too late for that now. Did everybody get out early? Did you guys go out? Or I shouldn't be asking that. Yeah?
I voted.
I voted absentee beginning of October, so.
Oh, did you?
Yeah. With your surgery, you didn't know if you were.
I had no idea whether I was going to be able to get out or not, so I figured I might as well make it easy. I got my ballot so quickly, and I just turned it around. So I actually think I voted on October 1st or 2nd or something like that. Really? Huh. So, yeah. So I feel confident that it got from Abbey Street to Fair Street in good time. So.
When do this I make
it? I was worried about that.
Not coming through. I can see Man is trying to join, but just says joining. She's not coming through.
Can you hear me?
I can hear you, Mary.
Now I have a totally white screen. And it won't let me sign off.
On the bottom, there's where you would like go to chat with someone. Mm-hmm. There may be a stop video feature or a start video feature.
Totally white screen.
You don't even have like the, if you put your cursor at the bottom of the screen, it doesn't open up.
Cursor's not working.
Manna Jo's having trouble logging in too. It looks like she's there, but it's not letting her in. Let me just see.
I'll try on my phone. that's not going to work.
I can hear you, though. Hi, Evelyn.
It might be
issues with our internet. I don't know. Let me just see. Okay.
Evelyn, could you be any cozier right now?
Yeah, she likes to help with my calls.
Oh, what's her name?
Well, her full name is Miss Felix Many Toes Kitty Hagen, but mostly I call her Hey Miss Kitty.
Hey, Miss Kitty.
Mary, I'm going to put you back in the waiting room and try to enter you again. So let's see if that works.
Okay.
I had a dog whose name was F. Scott Fitzgerald. I called him Fritz for short.
Awesome.
So Mary, that didn't seem to help.
But you didn't lose me, did you?
No, I mean, I could still hear you, and you're there. Ask to start video.
And what I'm seeing is a Microsoft pick an account, which I did, and put my password in, but it didn't really.
It gives me a choice to ask you to start the video, which I'm doing. I could also just kick you out completely and have you log in again.
Why don't you try that?
Okay. Oop, hang on. Mover. Okay. So. Jay's going to try to reach out to them. Let's see if we can get Mary in. Hey, we can see you, Mary. Can you hear us? Connecting to audio, it says under her picture.
Now I can hear you.
Hey, okay. We can see you and hear you. I don't know if you want to start the meeting and approve the minutes while Manna Joe is trying to get in, or if we should wait with you. Wait a minute. We have you and Peter and Laura, so we do have a quorum. Manna is struggling to... Oh, Manna's microphone is active. Can you hear us, Manna? I wonder if I should kick Manna out. Oh, there's a number. I don't know who it is.
All right. Hold on. I have to mute
one of them.
Yeah. Okay. I'm on a regular landline telephone and an old-fashioned desktop, but my cell phone has been acting up lately, and it just kept saying preparing meeting, and I just couldn't, with all of Jay's skills and whatever, I couldn't get in the other way. So I am in now, and
I will let you know who's here right now. We have Mary Worrow, Peter Criswell, Laura Petit, Evelyn Wright, Dave Gordon, Tim DeGraff, and I believe Jay is on here with us right now. The way we got Marion was that I kicked her out completely and let her log in again. But
doing the same thing.
I think it will be okay. I'm just pulling up the agenda now. I can see everyone. I can see the agenda. And I can talk by cell. So just need to get the agenda a little bigger so I could read it, not just see it. But let's see, given how late it is with these little bit of technical difficulties, I would like to call the November 2nd meeting of the Ulster County Energy and Environment Committee to order and ask if the clerk would kindly call the roll.
Yes. Mana Jo Green.
Present.
Just for the record, we cannot see you, so you won't be able to vote tonight. But you can enter the discussion.
Right.
Mary Worrow.
Here.
Al Bruno is not with us tonight. Peter Criswell.
Here.
And Laura Petit. I can see Laura.
Okay.
Oh, there she goes. All right. So she said here. All right. So you have.
And Mary is, yes, I see Mary and Peter. You can't see me. I don't know what to do about why my cell phone is acting up. I've tried to enter through Google and through AOL, and but it's got some memory problems and so forth. So anyway, let's stand for the pledge, or given if it works better, you can remain seated, but
there we go.
I pledge allegiance to the flag
of the United States of America
and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Okay, thank you.
Just joined us.
Has everyone had a chance to read the minutes of October 5th? And we had a special meeting on October 8th. And so the minutes are basically in the form of a transcript. If so, I will entertain a motion to approve the minutes of October 5th and October 8th.
I make a motion we approve those minutes.
Motion made by Legislator Criswell, seconded by Legislator Petit. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? The motion carries. Okay, and I just do want to be sure that everyone, before we go through the resolutions, that everyone has had a chance to see the second letter of intention to be lead agency that was received from the RRA, and I see people are nodding because that's relevant to our discussion tonight. And the first order item on the agenda is resolution number 242, approving Ulster County's local solid waste management plan. Do I have a motion for discussion?
I'll make a motion.
Second.
Motion by Legislator Petit, seconded by Legislator Waro. And what are the committee's thoughts on sending this resolution that we've had for a while on for a vote?
So I personally would love to see this move forward if we all feel like we're in agreement with, to me, the main crux of the problem was the solid waste plan, right? So do we feel like now we can move forward with this? Those of you who have been working on this, and correct me if I'm wrong, but there was a smaller committee that was working on getting language hammered out. Is that correct?
Yeah, it didn't start yet.
Okay.
Well, there's two different, if I may, there's two different issues. One was the issue surrounding CECRA, and I think that's more or less resolved. And the other was the concern about the zero waste implementation plan. And I think that's what Legislator Petit was referring to.
That's what I meant to say, Legislator Green. I just made a mistake. Sorry. I meant zero waste, not solid waste. So sorry.
Okay. All right. Very good. Well, she read your mind. We have on multiple occasions extended an invitation to the UCRRA, really starting a year ago with the Solid Waste Planning Commission, and then in various correspondence, and several of us have been to the agency board meetings to ask for to create a collaborative process to take the work that was done primarily by the Recycling Oversight Committee to create a draft plan, zero waste plan, that is, and to make it more implementable, to have very specific, clear responsibilities, timelines, metrics, measurable outcomes, and that has not happened yet. That's what I think Legislator Petit was referring to. But we have now formed a subcommittee and will continue to invite representatives from the UCRRA to participate. That committee will meet once a week on Thursday. We're going to start this week, Thursday morning. We will go through the document front to back, and see if there are things that need to be changed, need to be made more specific. Some things may not survive that process. Other things may be added in that are not there yet. But we have just now formed that subcommittee. So that's where that currently stands.
Chairwoman Green, may I ask a question?
Sure.
My understanding is that there's a certain time frame for review of the plan. Can you reiterate what that time frame is for review? Is it 2 years in or 1 year in?
Once the plan is passed, it is able to be reviewed and amended every 2 years. It's a 10-year plan.
So does the clock start ticking when we actually approve it, or has the clock started ticking already?
No, I believe it starts, and I see Attorney Gordon is on the call. I believe it starts when the plan has been fully approved. So that would be when the legislature votes on the local solid waste management plan, and it, you know, it's my feeling that that document needs to be complemented by a zero waste implementation plan. But just on question on the timeline, Attorney Gordon.
I want to understand the question. Are you saying basically 2 years from what point?
Correct. That's what I'm asking.
Before the solid waste management plan would be reauthorized?
Correct.
Yeah, it's 2 years from when the my understanding is that it's 2 years from when the plan goes into effect, which would occur after the legislature's approval.
Okay.
But I have another point, Chairwoman, if you want to get to it.
Yes, please.
The resolution you're talking about now is to approve the solid waste management plan, right?
That's correct.
Yeah, we're in the same boat that we've been in for a while, although the RRA is now moving forward more appropriately with the seeker process. They're only at the point where they've extended a notice of intent to be lead, to which we have to respond or not, and then they become lead agency. There's no declaration of significance yet or a seeker determination. They appealed that, which was the appropriate thing to do. So we're still, at this point, seekerless. So it's premature to approve the plan.
We need
to establish a lead agency.
Yes.
And somebody would, then if the lead agency does a negative declaration, at that point, we would be free to do our approval. Otherwise, we'd be making the same error that was made before in terms of giving an approval prior to a seeker determination.
Legislator Petit.
So I need to understand this too, because things are getting very confusing. So if we table this one more month, next month the secret process will be complete, because we did just get something from the RRA that they were declaring themselves lead agency,
Yeah. Which
is the clock ticking.
It's a 30-day period under which all of the agencies would respond or not respond to the RRA. After 30 days, assuming there's no dispute, the RA becomes a lead agency. At that any time thereafter, if they feel that they've done the environmental review that's necessary, they can issue a negative declaration if they can determine that there's no significant adverse environmental issues. If we were to notify them beforehand, before the 30 days, which we can do, then as soon as they get a notification from all of their distributees, at that point, they can declare themselves lead agency as well. So if you wanted to accelerate it, if there was an ability to do that, we could send them a letter as soon as we wanted to. Once they do the neg deck, then we're free to approve the plan.
Okay. So I think we should do that. I thought there was a way for the chair to do that, to sign, to authorize the lead agency. Does it have to go through the legislature?
Yeah, it's an act. Chris may know more than I do. My sort of one step in front of the other instinct is that it's an act of the legislature. And so we'd need a resolution. It could be a late resolution if the chair wanted to authorize it. In fact, Fawn probably knows it better than I do as well. But at this point, it is what it is. I mean, informally, I think we do that, but... the legislature can't act without a vote of the legislature.
So that seems to me to be very clearly the next step is that we need a resolution, and it could be a late resolution. We will not have a chance to meet again.
Could we make a motion? Would that be good enough to, then make it into a resolution?
Do you want to do a late resolution? Yeah, I guess so.
No. You have a resolution in front of you, Resolution 323, opposing the agency's being lead agency.
We're going to vote no on that.
Or you could amend it.
Yeah.
Prove them being lead agency.
Okay.
And essentially go back to what it originally said before we had the problem with premature NCDEC.
Exactly.
Because we had that resolution and we modified it because we had concerns about the fact that the negative declaration preceded the acceptance of the intention, the agency's intention to be lead agency. So if we can consider resolution number 331, is that correct?
323.
Oh, 323, yes. If we could consider amending resolution 323, then the legislature could act on that. And that would start the process of the agency assuming lead agency status. If that were approved by the full legislature, then they would ask for, if they're going to use what's the process called when everybody participates?
Well, it's called a coordinated review, and that's
coordinated review.
That's automatic. That's what the lead agencies. That's what the lead agency distribution does. That establishes a coordinated review. It just means that once we sign on to them, if we were to do that, then the RRA would be our agent. They would be making the decision, and we would be subject to that decision. That's what coordinated review is. It doesn't necessarily mean that they consult with us. They may or may not. That's up to them and us. But the coordinated review means once we accept them as lead agency, they make the seeker decisions. That's what the letter's for.
And then at what point could we, if we're following CECRA and the process that's prescribed, at what point could the legislature appropriately act on the local solid waste management plan? Would that be
assuming
December?
The RRA NCDECs it, it's after the NCDEC. We must have a seeker determination.
Yes.
Just for future reference, a seeker determination either means a NCDEC or an environmental impact statement and then a finding statement. A NCDEC and a finding statement are the two possible endpoints of a seeker process. So we've got to have one or the other. Then after that, the agencies can act.
Legislator Petit?
Thank you. So could we table the solid waste management plan and then we'll open up the secret resolution for discussion and we can change it so that we can put the agency lead agency.
Yes. I think I'd like to maybe take it out of order to give Attorney Gordon and or Fawn a chance to make those changes basically back to how it was, and that might take a few minutes. We could at least discuss the rest of the agenda and then come back to that. Does that make sense? Or you think we can do it right on the spot? Well, let's start with the motion to table.
I just change the one word, really.
Well, okay.
Is there a recital in that resolution that says basically when the RRA declared lead agency? Because that's going to change. Or when the RRA decided.
On September 16th, the agency transmitted a notice of intent to be lead agency.
So we need to
change that. That changed to October. I don't know. Do you remember, Tim? We got it, but I think it was dated October
27?
I have it in front of me. October 27.
October 27.
Okay. Awesome. Thank you,
Peter. I signed it last week.
Yeah.
So it's 27.
Yep. October 27th.
So we may want to remove the following whereas that said it's not consistent with seeker to circulate a notice of intent to be lead agency after issuing a neg deck.
Right.
Or you could leave that in there, but.
No.
It's superfluous, right?
Yeah. The next, whereas the agency retains authority and discretion to move forward with reviewing feasibility and priority of municipal solid waste technologies, and in particular to retain consulting firm to evaluate feasibility of permitting and constructing a local landfill or other technologies within Ulster County during the legislature's consideration of the local solid waste management plan, including an appropriate and compliant seeker review. Now, therefore, be it resolved that the Ulster County Legislature will respond to the agency's notice of intent to be lead agency for the Ulster County Local Solid Waste Management Plan by approving the agency's intent to be lead agency?
Consenting to.
Yeah.
The agency's intent to be lead agency, unless the agency rescinds its negative deck. So we could just remove that.
That's correct.
Yes, they did.
Because they have rescinded it.
Yes.
Okay, so before we make those changes, let's table resolution number 242. And then we'll make the changes in resolution number 323.
So are you postponing? We don't table things. Are you postponing it or taking no action? It's the same either way, I guess.
Postponing.
So do we have a motion to postpone? That's
I make that motion to postpone.
Postponing 242
until we receive
You got to postpone it till you have to look at it next month. You can only postpone for a month.
There we go. So postpone it till next.
Good.
And do we have a second?
Laura seconded it.
Okay. So we're going to post.
All in favor?
Aye.
Of postponing. Okay. Anyone opposed? Motion carries.
Okay.
And now, for resolution number 323, responding to the Ulster County Resource Recovery Agency notice of intent to act as lead agency under CECRA for the review of the draft Ulster County Local Solid Waste Management Plan, is there a motion to amend?
I'll make a motion to amend.
Okay, and Mary, Legislator Waro seconded it. Do you want to, without reading the language we're taking out, just say, you know, just review the changes so we're clear on what we're voting on, if you don't mind.
The third to the last whereas to say that on October 27th instead of September 16th. And in the resolved, we are changing the word opposing to consenting to and removing the words unless the agency rescinds its negative declaration.
Okay.
We probably have to change the title also to reflect those changes. So actually you don't.
Yeah, that's right.
The title is okay. Okay, so those would be the only changes. The only amendment.
Okay.
We need a motion to approve as amended?
Well, first you need to approve the amendment.
Yeah, okay. All in favor of the amendments, please signify by raising your hand and saying aye. Anyone opposed? All right. As amended, resolution number 323. 2023. I heard a motion from Legislator Criswell to approve. Do we have a second?
Second.
Warrow.
Legislator Warrow. Okay. All in favor of resolution number 323 regarding the agency's intent to become lead agency on the local solid waste plan as amended. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Yay.
Anyone opposed? Okay. The motion carries.
May I ask a question, Legislator Green?
Yes, go ahead.
I don't want to derail your thoughts. Did you have? Were you on a train? Did you want to keep going?
I was just going to say that we should withdraw. The sponsor should withdraw the next resolution. That was for the agents, for the legislature, right? Resolution number 381.
That's for the zero waste implementation.
Oh, that's I'm so sorry. It's so small on my computer. So all right.
This is pertinent.
Go ahead.
Thank you. I wanted to get clear on our end goal here. The end goal is for the legislature to approve this plan, right? And the sticking point that we're having is that there is not an appropriate zero waste plan that we've seen. But the remedy that we're doing is there's a small committee formed. It's a working group that is hopefully going to move this forward. So I guess what I'm getting at is, are we going to keep kicking the ball down the field until this committee meets several times, makes recommendations, they get a document that gets approved? Or are we going to say, we trust that the process is happening and that we are going to feel good about the outcome of that committee's work enough to actually approve the plan? I'm not saying that's what we should do. I'm just saying that's an
You're option. Asking.
I'm asking.
Yeah. Legislator Petit.
If I could put in my 2 or 3 cents, honestly, my intent was to have the solid waste management plan and a zero waste plan as a standalone document approved at the same time, so that we could start, you know, putting it actually into Ulster County and facilitating the programs. That was back in July. So quite honestly, I think once the RRA gets through their secret process, I'm ready to vote on that plan. I'm not going to keep them waiting any longer. And hopefully we'll get the Zero Waste Action Plan in near to or close to the same time. But originally that's how it was supposed to work. But it's, again, that was, you know, July. So
I'm really glad to hear you say that, Legislator Petit, because I just feel like I hope I'm not speaking out of turn here, but I feel like we have to sort of rebuild a little bit of this relationship, which seems to have gone a little awry. And I think if we can trust that these meetings are going to be productive and that we're all going to come to the same place, I personally feel like I want to move this along so that we can act in a unified accord with this agency.
Legislator Warrow, I have an opinion, but I wanted to give you a chance if you wanted to weigh in.
No, I agree with what's being said.
Okay, thank you. I have a slightly different take, and that is because the agency has been invited to be part of a collaborative process to develop a zero waste implementation plan, and I have made that request in many different ways. We now have a subcommittee, informal. This is not, appointed. It's just a group of people that are willing to work together to bring the zero waste plan to a point that we think there will be widespread agreement and that it will be able to be implemented. In the local solid waste plan, there's a whole section on implementation, and it says when they're going to issue an RFP for a feasibility study for landfill siting, and every single thing they're planning to do for the next 10 years is documented in that implementation. There isn't a parallel implementation plan yet for waste diversion, and that is the primary goal of this group that is working on it, which does include, Evelyn, let me just, I don't want to speak for you, but I did speak with Amanda. She was going to check with you that the executive branch would participate in that process.
She and I have a call plan for tomorrow, and I'll talk with her about it then.
Okay. I don't want to, but her, she, let me say that she felt that this action was the right way to go, that we did need to, and this is no criticism of the work that's already been done, but we did need to enhance or improve on the zero waste plan. And also, there are several other people that have a great deal of knowledge to be able to bring to this process that are committed to putting their time once a week to, and hopefully that won't take too long, to bring this to the point that we could bring it back to the committee and move it forward. I would completely agree with what has just been said. I'm tired of waiting and the somewhat difficult process we've had to go through to be sure that we met CECRA. But my feeling is that asking the agency to cooperate on a document that they will have probably major responsibility for implementing, not singular responsibility, and that's one of the things we want to figure out, is how other county resources could be brought to ensuring various forms of waste diversion. They formed a zero waste committee, but they have not yet said they would be willing to participate in this process. From my perspective, the only remaining leverage, and I don't like using leverage, I don't want to force people to do something they don't want to do, but this request has been for their benefit. Let me say mixed feelings at best. I can't vote tonight because I can't solve the technology problem. But I did want you to understand how I'm thinking, and maybe ask Tim DeGrasse. And Tim, if you're not prepared to answer, there's no pressure, but if you'll recall at the last meeting, I did ask if you and or Angie and one person from the Zero Waste Committee, I think I've spoken with Joanne Meyer, she, if we can meet at a time that works with her teaching schedule, she might be willing, but at least one person, if not a staff person and a board member, to participate in the process to revise the draft zero waste implementation plan that's before us.
Yeah, I where I stand on this is where I stood last month. There's and I stated this before. The agency is in complete agreement with the concept of zero waste. I've stated personally there were individuals on certain committees that I am not going to work with for personal and ethical reasons. I never heard any response to that. I keep hearing the same thing, that we have to work collaboratively with those committees. I'm not sure if the agency has the same desire to do the same approach that has been put forward. We're willing to work on something, but as I've said also before, I'd much rather work in a smaller group or a one-to-one. I don't want to work with certain individuals that I shouldn't be working with or the agency shouldn't be working with. We've already diverted 3,600 tons, which is biosolids, which is already in the plan. So we've already implemented that because we're going to be sending our sludge down to the Rockland County compost facility. So we've already started diverting solid waste. So we're already doing things. We can't wait around. As far as the solid waste management plan itself, I love the fact that they've implemented this new rule, for lack of a better term, with the biennial responses, I guess you would call them, or the biennial reporting. As you guys have brought up earlier, I don't know what the exact when exactly we have to respond. I know if this had started January 1st, it would be due 2 years from now. I believe I think it's April 1st or May 1st of that 2022 it would have been. So I don't know how the DEC is. I would like to have it in writing as far as the DEC with regards to when our actual biennial reporting date would be, the first one after a solid waste management plan is finally approved. But within that, we do have the ability to make changes to shape the solid waste management plan. If you guys are going to do something with zero waste, I don't want to see it rushed. I want to see it done. You know, I'd rather have, you know, a high quality document over getting something done in what feels like a timely fashion. So I think we need to realize that there's been some miscommunication. I don't know what went on before July. I was not a part of the solid waste management plan and creating that document. Angie was not a part of that, creating that document. Charlie Whitaker was not a part of creating that document. So we're coming on the back end with that document. So there's a lot more to this, than just what's on the surface. But we're willing to work on and accomplish the same goals, I think, ultimately, as we're trying to accomplish. And I think that's the most important thing and what we need to focus on, especially if we want to move forward.
Any other discussion?
Legislator Green, I just want to say I really understand your argument. I understand the logic to it. So thank you for saying that.
Yeah, you're very welcome. You know, Fawn, I realize I have been voting, voice vote, and I shouldn't be because I'm not able to get on by camera, by video. So I will.
We'd like to know of your support. We're just not counting the vote. I have the vote counts correct.
Correct. Okay, excellent.
Can I ask one more question? Sorry. If we decided to kick this down the aisle a little further, down to next month, after we get the neg deck for seeker and all that in place, would that be appropriate to just wait a month on this actual vote?
I'm just checking to be sure we're talking about the same thing.
The approval of the solid waste management plan.
No, right now we're talking about 381, declaring ourselves lead agency. Nobody moved it for discussion, but I think you're talking about resolution 381, declaring lead agent intent to act as lead agency on seeker for the zero waste implementation plan that's attached.
Yeah, can we move that? Because I have some real concerns about the process on this.
I'll move it.
Discussion.
Discussion. To David. Apparently, because so many changes were made, and I don't think there were a lot. I think most of them were editing made on the Zero Waste Action Plan. Going back to emails, the clerk's office has suggested we pull the original Zero Waste Action Plan. When I looked at the agenda tonight, I was surprised that the Zero Waste Action Plan wasn't on there. There's just the CECRA. So what is happening to this process now that one resolution's been pulled? Now there's a CECRA process, even though the new plan is attached to it. What happened to the plan? And do we really have to start all over again? Because honestly, as a sponsor, I have to start pushing and get the time clock moving on this too.
Laura, I'm not sure about the two different plans. What I can tell you is that for the same reasons I mentioned before, we would have to go through a seeker resolution before we can adopt the plan. Basically, again, we can't take our action, in this case, it would be the adoption of the Zero Waste Implementation Plan, until we finish our seeker review, which finish will either be a negative declaration or a positive declaration, environmental impact statement, and then a finding statement, which I assume will probably not happen. So we're looking at, so to be in the colloquial, we're looking at taking a hard look and doing a negative declaration. And then when we do that negative declaration, we will have fully understood what all the potential adverse environmental impacts are, and then we can approve it. So for that reason, the first resolution we need to deal with is to get the seeker review moving. And the way to do that is to declare lead agency.
Okay.
So that's just seeker. I will mention that I could make the argument that this is exempt from seeker because, if we wanted to view the current draft as being essentially so premature that it couldn't possibly have any particular environmental impact. And that's what I said originally, but given everything that's happened, I don't think that would be, I wouldn't necessarily recommend that as a way to go, just because we would open ourselves up to a lot of criticism by doing that. Mm-hmm. That's something that the
committee
might want to do. But if you declared it type two, because it's just a very preliminary plan, then we could move forward much more quickly. But I thought that it would be more appropriate to move forward with a lead agency determination and just go through a declaration of significance.
Given that it may take several months to go through the process, even meeting weekly or every other week, is it more appropriate to have a revised document and then do intent to take lead agency status at that time?
I would say let's use the document you want to move.
I mean, is this
we don't have that yet.
Well, it's attached to the document, so. And I would like to get the clock to start ticking on this. It's been hanging out there in limbo for quite a while now. And I've been agreeing to postponing it, but as a sponsor of the previous resolution and of this one, I would not agree to it being postponed.
May I ask a question about this? And I'm sorry if I seem naive about this. There's a lot of moving pieces in these conversations. So this plan, this implementation plan that I'm looking at right now, this multiple page, 50 page document or something, right? Is this something that is going to ride alongside of the solid waste plan that has already been approved by DC, right? That's in the works for us to approve. It's a separate document. So how do those two documents relate to each other? Does that make sense?
Well, let me take a crack at this and then others can respond. The original intention, and this is back actually pre-COVID, but certainly during that period and over the summer, and was to meet, review the document that had been presented, hold that collaborative process, and come up with a document that the agency and the legislature and the executive branch and, well, those would be the involved agencies, in time to have it complete by the end of this year and pass them both. The intention, my thinking is that it fills a very serious gap in the local solid waste management plan. So it would be, my hope was that it would be a parallel document. Instead of doing that work, we've essentially been discussing it and, you know, also discussing the correct seeker process. And I expect that it's going to take several months into the new year before we have a version that at least the legislature and the executive branch can support, and hopefully the UCRA would support as well. There's no legal requirement. It could be added as an amendment in 2023, I guess, if we pass the solid waste plan in 2021, goes into effect in 2021, then 2 years later would be 2023. However, my hope is that we pass it sooner and start implementing it. I do not want to wait 2 years to implement some of the excellent recommendations that are in the plan. I just want them to become more finite.
Just for clarification, when you said we start implementing, who is the we in that?
Who is the we that what?
Would implement that.
That's what has to be defined. Some of it would be implemented by the agency. Some of those things might include the County Economic Development or IDA. We've had meetings with Cornell Cooperative Extension had some ideas, and certainly the Department of Environment. And there are other ways that a really comprehensive zero waste implementation plan would get implemented. But right now, the plan references a lot of waste diversion measures and says things like we will promote or we will encourage. That's a little bit different than we will do. So I think that's what we're going to be looking for, is what is doable. Some of the things may remain aspirational, but much more of it will be implementable after we put some work into it.
So I'm sorry, I'm going to dig into this, but are there pieces of the Ulster County Zero Waste Implementation Plan that are currently in the Solid Waste Management Plan?
Yes.
Yes.
And is there enough overlap that you all would feel comfortable moving forward the Solid Waste Management Plan to allow that to start moving forward, you know, under the legislature's approval, and then continue to work on the pieces of the Zero Waste Plan that are not duplicated in the Solid Waste Management Plan? Does that all make sense?
Yeah.
I don't know what the overlap is. I haven't read it that
much. Yeah.
I understand all the pieces of it.
The overlap is essentially in countywide education. And handling of specific materials that really no other entity would be able to handle, such as biosolids. That's a 30,000 ton a year component of our waste stream, which the RRA just went out to bid for. It's now, is it January 1st? Will no longer be shipped out to a landfill in the Buffalo area. It'll be sent down to Rockland County for composting. So that waste has now been diverted.
The plan also includes a like a resource recovery park for the RRA is talking about, like creating
year-round
household hazardous waste. Those things were in the plan to explore those things, and that would be part of zero waste.
Park, yeah. It would be nice. They have the property, but.
I guess, Legislator Green, what I'm trying to get at is what's the piece of the puzzle that's the holdback for you? I guess I'm just not understanding specifically what it is that you're holding out for. I mean, I respect it and I understand it. I just don't know what that specific thing is.
The two things that I've tried to communicate are that it be a collaborative process. so that it's not the legislature telling the agency by legislation what it has to do. And the other is, you know, the level of detail to make it actually something that will get implemented. But to answer your question, I agree that there is urgency for the local solid waste management plan. Now, they can go ahead and do a lot of the things they said. They can, as I said earlier, develop an RFP for landfill siting, which is the most urgent priority, is to be in a situation where we're not paying to ship our waste to Seneca Meadows, which could close in 5 years, less than that now, and then be really, potentially really stuck. So the sooner we start that process, the better, and then a lot of the other technologies are already scheduled in the plan. They will be discussed further before they're actually acted upon, but that was the primary action. And again, they can take that action with or without having the plan approved, but I certainly understand that they would be more comfortable with the plan. I think we just need to do the best we can, and with revising the Zero Waste Implementation Plan, and then hope to get an actual resolution of support from the agency, if not active participation sooner. I want to remind everyone that the Recycling Oversight Committee was created by law, and its members were appointed by an actual approval process of the legislature. And to my knowledge, no one has acted in a way that was unethical, or, you know, we may not agree with everyone's ideas, and that will come out in this impending process. But all right, so those are my two things, collaboration and coming up with a comprehensive plan that is actually implementable.
I have an out-of-the-box thought, and yeah, I don't know if it will work or not, but so we're talking about clock starts ticking when we approve the solid waste management plan. It's 2 years until we can then amend that plan. Is there a way that we can turn that back to a year rather than 2 years? And in that year, then work on the zero waste plan and then hopefully with an amendment, get those two more in line. Is that something that's possible?
In terms of CEQA, I'm assuming that the legislature will remain the lead agency if we approve and nobody challenges it, that we are the lead agency in that. And it, your idea is by the end of 2021 instead of 2020, that plan would be complete and be able to start being implemented in 2022.
Correct.
But in terms of the technical question that you're asking, I see that Attorney Gordon is here, and maybe he can give a better secret answer than I did.
Yeah, in terms
or process of, answer.
I think it would be unnecessary and unfortunate for people to get too worked up over the seeker technicalities as we move forward. First of all, the agency, if the agency believes that it's appropriate to combine the seeker reviews, They can make that point. The fact that we declare a lead agency, we send out a letter, doesn't necessarily mean that we're a lead agency. In the same vein that what we're doing tonight, they have the opportunity to respond to us. And they may say, we're already doing this. You know, so we don't know how that's going to turn out. We're just getting the ball rolling, as Legislator Petit mentioned, and seeing where it comes out. If we were to become lead agency on the zero waste plan, my expectation, and again, it doesn't have to turn out this way, my expectation would be that that would only be for one iteration. It would be for now, to get this ball, get the ball moving. Ultimately, and I completely defer to the chairwoman on this, I haven't spoken to her about this, but I think in 2 years or 1 year or whatever, the plans are going to come together. Ultimately, the zero waste implementation plan is, how do we reduce our waste stream so that as part of our overall management? I mean, there's not an enormous conceptual difference. They just happen to be starting at different points in time, perhaps with different agencies, and focusing on different things. The zero waste plan is going to look at sort of micro ways to divert waste in terms of, you know, recycling, reuse, that sort of thing. Whereas the solid waste plan is going to look at, as the chairwoman mentioned, you know, landfills and stuff like that. But ultimately, one's going to become a part of the other. So in 2 years, my guess is that the processes are going to be conjoined, and probably sooner. And nobody's going to come rushing back and saying, you know, but we did this neg deck 2 years ago and you got it.
No, I sort of sidetracked the question by bringing up SEAKR, because that's, you know, still in front of us. But Legislator Criswell was asking, is there a way to have this document be approved by all parties and go into by the end of, you know, in a year, and not wait 2 years to amend the document? But it can it be approved by the legislature and approved by the UCRA and go into effect without amending the local solid waste plan? Is that what you were asking?
Yeah, what I was asking is, who made the rule that says it's a 2-year process that we go through to then amend? And can we just change that rule to say 1 year? If that's what our concern is that we want to make sure that this Ulster County Zero Waste Plan is somehow incorporated into the Solid Waste Management Plan, can we change that 1 year, for the 2 years back to 1 year?
I'm sorry, I misunderstood. I think the 2-year rule is DEC's rule. I think that's actually, I think their concept is that it would be, Tim may know better, but I think that their concept was that would be a minimum. They want the thing looked at over time. If you wanted to look at it more frequently, you probably could. I don't know if DEC would go through an approval process at that point. I don't know if the agency wants to. But I think, again, I think as a practical matter, if the agency were to agree with us after a year that all this works and you want to try to merge them sooner, my guess is you could end up doing all the planning prior to approval. But I frankly need to look into that a little bit more deeply. I wouldn't worry about it too much, because I don't think anybody's going to really stop you from moving forward on a productive course of reducing waste because of a technicality like that. But we can figure out exactly how to get it done. And Tim or Fawn may have a better sense of it.
And I agree with everything Dave just said. And if I could just respectfully throw my 2 cents in here, a lot of the things that Laura has in the zero waste plan are going to require consumers, the average household, to kind of rethink what we're doing. So there's a lot of educational things that the RRA does education, Cornell does education, a lot of people do. Things like the, changing the way we've already done things to divert waste. The styrofoam law, the plastic bag law, the composting law, those were all laws that the legislature passed independent of what the RRA is doing. Now, it impacted what the RRA does, but I can see in this zero waste plan, there may be steps that we will take legislatively, instead of encouraging people to do things, to say, we're going to pass a law that says you have to do this. Additionally, the state's been passing laws. For example, the paint recovery laws the state has a process. They want to get to zero waste 85% by I don't remember the year, Laura, is it 2028 or something? They have a plan. So all of those things, I think, come together in this zero waste plan. I think that's what it looks like to me as I read through it. So it's not, there are going to be things the RRA will do because it's in their best interest to do it. And they're doing a lot of that already, diverting the biosolids and stuff. We would love to see them have household hazardous waste year round. We would love that somewhere. That may take us helping them build that. So there may be things that that come along, but I think their solid waste management plan, I think everybody would feel better about it if they were cooperating with the zero waste implementation plan along the way, because we don't want to tell them you have to do X, Y, and Z. They actually want to get to zero waste themselves, especially if they decide to build a landfill. We decide to build a landfill, we don't want to put anything in it. That's going to be their goal as much as the legislators. So I think Laura's vision is bigger than the RRA plan. I think it's much more comprehensive than what the RRA is doing in their plan. This is a separate piece that maybe will help guide the legislature in passing legislation and in changing consumers' habits, like plastic bags and not taking styrofoam containers and some simple things.
Thank you so much for that perspective. No, that was really helpful. Thank you.
And I don't mean to put
it in your
mouth, but
we're just to get back to the agenda and see if we can take action. It's time is moving on and people are being very patient. How do we want to proceed with resolution number 381, declaring intent to act as lead agency under CEQA for review of the zero waste implementation plan? Is there, Dave, do you have a recommendation? I know we didn't speak ahead of time and that's just as well, but, you know, given everything you've heard, because this is a secret question, should we table this or should we act on it? The other things we can do. Postpone.
If you want to move forward,
or not act.
If you want to move forward with adopting the zero waste implementation plan in its current form, I would certainly recommend moving forward with the CEQA resolution. That's the first step. If you want to continue to work on the zero, if you want to continue to, you know, to refine the zero waste plan before doing anything, then we should table the resolution, just set it aside and continue to work. Legislator Petit, a couple of minutes ago, said very clearly she wanted to move forward with the plan, and therefore the necessary step to do that is to move forward with the CEQA first, and then when you do that, you can adopt the plan. It really depends whether you want to adopt the plan as soon as possible or whether you want to continue to work on it. And if you want to adopt the plan as soon as possible, my strong recommendation would be to move forward with the CEQA review.
Well, I think it needs a lot of work, and I guess my question is, if we act on this plan and come back with a rigorously revised document, you know, would it be better to wait until that document is crafted?
I mean, I'm not willing to wait any longer. In fact, I'd like to see the zero waste implementation plan back on the agenda so that we can start pushing the 90-day deadline. I don't really want to see it passed. We've been discussing this since November of last year, and I don't want it to go on for years. I don't have that kind of stamina. So,
and I'm going to say something. Please don't take this as catty, but I'm a little concerned with the plan that the actual title is misspelled on the title.
That would be my fault.
Right. So we just want to make sure that it's all, you know, correct. So.
Well, that's an easy fix.
Okay. Sorry, Fawn.
Well, I don't like disagreeing with Legislator Petit because I know how much work she's put into it, but I absolutely do not think that it's ready for prime time.
Well, I'll leave that up to you, but as a sponsor resolution, I'm not willing to postpone. And I'm not happy that the implementation schedule is not on the agenda tonight at all.
What? Which implementation schedule?
The implementation, the zero waste implementation plan has been on the agenda since August. And I've been allowing it to be postponed as a sponsor. And this month I was going to dig in and say now I'm going to object to it being postponed so we could start the 90-day countdown. And it wasn't on the agenda at all. Just a secret resolution is.
I don't understand what the 90-day countdown is.
Well, if I disagree with it being postponed, you can do that for 3 months, and then some action has to be taken or goes to the legislature as a whole.
I see. Okay, well, 3 months from now, we might be able to have a document that could be implemented. We'll see. All right, I think we need to call the question and let those who can vote, and we're not making any changes or amendments to resolution number 381. So, first of all, we have a motion and a second. I think that was pretty much for purposes of discussion. But do I need another motion to adopt?
Yes, or to postpone. Yes, you would need a motion
to adopt or postpone.
Or a motion to postpone it, whatever you want to.
I'm making a motion.
Laura wants to.
Say again, please.
I'll make a motion to adopt.
Okay. Is there a second?
I'll second.
Okay. All in favor of the motion to adopt resolution number 381, declaring intent to act as lead agency under SECR for review of the Zero Waste Implementation Plan. All in favor? All opposed?
Aye.
So that fails, 2-1.
It fails because it doesn't have a full quorum? Is that why?
No, it fails.
We need three votes?
It would need three votes to pass.
Okay, so it fails for now.
Is it possible to get a motion to discharge on this, Dave?
Can you do one?
Yeah.
It was just defeated. Well, no, it didn't pass. I don't know that it was.
Yes, I think. I could double check.
All right. Thank you.
All right. Resolution number 383, setting a public hearing on proposed local law number 14. Amending local law number 17 to create the Department of the Environment and the Office of Coordinator of the Department of Environment for the County of Ulster to be held December 8th. Do I hear a motion?
A little
bit. Second?
Yep, second.
All in favor of creating the Department of the Environment and the Office of Coordinator of the Department of Environment?
Can I ask Evelyn to speak on this for a minute? Because I don't
sure
know about it, actually. I'd like to better understand her reasoning for this.
That's a great idea. Thank you. She's patiently stuck with us.
So, So this was going to be a resolution to change the titles of the coordinator and deputy coordinator of the Department of Environment to be director, like other departments. Because those titles were created in the local law that created the department, that local law actually has to be revised. So what you'll see in the marked up version of the local law is just cross out coordinator and write director everywhere.
Totally makes sense.
Okay. Great. Thank you. Okay. All in favor of setting the public hearing?
Aye.
I'm sorry. Who moved it?
I did.
Okay.
Mary and Peter second.
I'm sorry.
Yep.
Warrow and Criswell. Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Anyone opposed? Motion carries. Resolution number 384, authorizing the chair of the Ulster County Legislature to execute a payment in lieu of taxes with the Broadhead Solar LLC, Solar Energy Systems, pursuant to the real property tax law, section 487. And these are coming in more and more frequently. The developers are exempt, and so this is essentially a reverse pilot where they offer to pay for services they, like any other business, are using. And I'm sure this will be going through Public Works as well. We usually see that in Public Works.
I make a motion.
Motion?
Yes, I make that motion.
Legislator Criswell, second. Legislator Warrow, all in favor?
Aye.
Anyone opposed? Motion carries.
And Lori, you can do a petition to discharge now.
I can. Okay. Yeah, let's get it on. Let's see how.
Do you want to do that business before we do new and old business?
No. Yeah.
Okay. All right. So is there any new business?
Can I just mention one thing?
Yes, please.
I've been taking an amazing class through the Bard College Lifelong Learning Institute. The class has been led by John Bauermaster, and it's been incredible. He's been showing his short films. He has a series called Hope on the Hudson. He's got several series under his Ocean 8 name. And it's been really fascinating. He's had representatives from Scenic Hudson, from all over the valley, and talking about Indian Point, and talking about Dance Camera, and talking about the river, and talking about agriculture, Farm Hub. I mean, it has been so educational and enlightening. And I would love for him to come and talk with us at some point. And just, you know, I don't know if he'd be willing to, but he seems really, really interested in policy and understanding how policy can move things along for the environment. I don't know if any of you know him, but it's been an awesome class. We've got one more to go.
Yeah, I have been following that very closely. He works with Clearwater as well. And his work is excellent, and I strongly encourage people. It's also entertaining. I mean, he's a really wonderful film director. To look at the series on the Hudson River, and Hope on the Hudson, I think, features Clearwater, if I'm not mistaken. So I think, given how long it takes us to get through agendas, and I think things have been especially complicated recently, and hopefully we'll get back to more an agenda that doesn't take so much discussion, but it might be a good idea to do what we've done the Energy and Environment Committee and also the Climate Smart Committee have done special features where we host a guest or a panel on a given topic, and we invite the entire legislature and the executive branch, you know, the staff of the county staff, and it's open to the public. So that might be a good way to, you know, to develop a program that people can come to. I'm a little concerned. I mean, we could give them 5, 10, 15 minutes, but...
No, I like your idea better.
You like the other idea. Okay. So, you know, when we were meeting in person, we would use chambers, but we could set up a special, you know, Peter, you and I and anyone else on the committee that would like to work on this, we can be in communication with John and a few speakers and set up a Zoom meeting until we can gather again. And now that we're on a second rise in the COVID graph, it may be a while. So.
Right. It's nothing urgent. It's just something that it's been inspiring to me, and I just thought I'd bring it up and you know, throw it out to the committee.
All right. Well, that's very appropriate under new business, and when we discuss it again next time and see if we can start putting some dates and shaping it, it'll be old business. And I'm just trying to think, you know, we've talked about solid waste. I'm just trying to think. I do want to say in terms of, I guess, old business, the Climate Smart Committee is revitalized. They're breaking up into subcommittees. We'll be working very closely with the Department of Environment on certification, climate smart certification, and also climate action planning for each municipality. And there's at least one committee that's formed on regenerative agriculture, and we've had several meetings in partnership with the Climate Reality Project, and we've reached out to Sinek Hudson and the Farm Hub and others. And that goal that we've been carrying in the Climate Smart Committee to do a program on regenerative agriculture is going to come to fruition probably in the next few months. And lots else going on in the world of the environment, but it's late, and we've had, you know, a difficult but I think productive discussion tonight, and we know where we're going. So at this point, is there any other new business or old business? Hearing none, I would ask for a motion to adjourn.
I'll make the motion.
Okay, and seconded by Peter. Did we lose Laura?
I think so.
All right, well, we'll have to make do. You'll have to just let me vote. Okay, all in favor, motion carries. Meeting is adjourned. And thank you all very much. Appreciate your time.
Good night, everyone.
Good night. Yeah.